So as you just heard in Vicky's bulletin, Kabul Airport has come under attack by what appears to be a suicide bomber. We'll waste no time and get the reaction stateside as we go to Washington, D.C., where we're joined by Simon Marks. Morena, Simon.
Morena, Nathan.
Okay, so what is the reaction so far out of the United States and D.C.?
Well, I think panic, shock, and now grief, because just as we come on air there this morning, we're getting word from the Wall Street Journal that according to the U.S. ambassador in Kabul, four American Marines were killed in the attack earlier today on Kabul Airport, and another three wounded. That is in addition to at least 13 people who died outside the airport perimeter. As reported by the Taliban authorities in Afghanistan, there is horrific video from the scene circulating on social media that suggests that the death toll is going to rise substantially in the hours ahead. This is now a full-bore national security crisis for Joe Biden, building on what was already a substantially challenging national security situation for him. Everything in Washington today has been scrubbed. He was due to be holding a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. The Israeli delegation has been told that is delayed. They don't know when the meeting's going to take place. We should, around about now, have been hearing from the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. That briefing delayed. A Pentagon briefing earlier today delayed. No indication when we will hear from President Biden himself. News of this disaster came as the president was holding a national security meeting with his senior team at the White House, including the Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And as that meeting was underway, the first eyewitness accounts of the blast at the airport were being broadcast here.
There was an explosion that happened inside the crowd. A lot of people got hurt. I think some of the Americans, they got hurt too. And so people are running around. I got a baby girl that she was 5 years old. She died right in my hand.
There has been American persons injured. Again, there was a firefighter that broke out. Well, this would be a perfect scenario for a suicide bombing and would just cause mayhem.
A scenario that the U.S. government was aware about because late last night, together with the governments of Britain and Australia, they jointly warned of the possibility of an imminent attack on Kabul Airport by ISIS-K, that remnant group of Islamic State that has continued to wage acts of terrorism in Afghanistan. And remember, just a few days ago, in announcing that he was planning to wrap up the evacuation of Americans and Afghans from Kabul on August the 31st, President Biden warned the American public of the risks of a terror strike.
There are real and significant challenges that we also have to take into consideration. Every day we're on the ground is another day we know that ISIS-K is seeking to target the airport and attack both U.S. and allied forces and innocent civilians.
So now we wait to see what President Biden does. What's he going to do to secure American troops at the airport amid reports that the administration is concerned additional terror strikes may be imminent? And what is going to happen to the 1,500 Americans, other foreign nationals, and countless thousands of Afghans whom the United States was planning to evacuate by August the 31st? Will the president extend the deadline for the evacuation effort, as some Democrats on Capitol Hill are now publicly demanding, or might he wrap it up even sooner?
Yeah, Simon Marks, always on point. Thank you very much. There he was, Simon Marks, with the latest from Washington, D.C., as far as the reaction goes. And also, we will be on the ground in Kabul later in the show.